Hello and welcome to the Monday, October 22nd, 2012 edition of the Sands and its Storm Centers Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm today recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Friday's Security Awareness Month diary was about logging standards. In particular, the one standard I highlighted here is CEE, the Common Event Expression Standard. This is a standard that tries to not only standardize the log format, but also how logs are transmitted. Historically, we use a lot of syslog for that, but for example, Windows really never sort of caught on with syslog, so there are a couple other standards that are part of CEE. Also, they're dealing somewhat with the vocabulary or the taxonomy problem that different events are called different things. Now, this is something that CEE doesn't solve by itself. It refers to other standards. For example, CVE, the Common Vulnerability Enumeration Standard, is probably something that's pretty well established and can be used in this context. But one thing they're trying to standardize is labels, like for example an IP address, distinguishing between IPv4, IPv6, and how do we name these labels to make it easier to then pull different logs together and correlate them. Of course, all of this will stand and fall with vendor support. So far, vendor support for CE has been spotty, but there are a couple of vendors that are part of this working group, so maybe there's a chance that, for example, Cisco, who is part of the working group, will implement CE in some of its devices. But let's see what else we got going on. An interesting paper I came across about exploiting the NTFS file system. Now, this particular group was working on it with the background of trying to exploit systems by plugging USB sticks into the system. Historically, that has happened a lot with AutoStart, but now the default configuration is to turn off AutoStart. So really, that does no longer work. What an attacker relies on now is vulnerabilities in drivers. Now, there could be vulnerabilities in the USB driver itself, but this particular group choose to look at the NTFS file system. As you plug in the USB stick, of course, do anything with it, the system has to mount it and mount whatever file system is on the USB stick. If a crafted file system is used, then of course this could be used to trigger vulnerabilities in the respective drivers. Now, this group found one vulnerability in NTFS. They don't call it sort of a plain code execution vulnerability, just a privilege escalation vulnerability, because there is still some user interaction required. However, the way it essentially works is the USB stick with the crafted file system is being plugged into the system. Like I said, this does not yet trigger the vulnerability, but then actually opening files on that USB stick could be used to gain system privileges. Of course, all these file system drivers do run as a system, and that's why they are such a juicy target for these kind of exploits. And then we got more research for Android security, this time actually not malware. Instead, this group of researchers in Germany looked at the implementation of SSL in various Android applications. Now, SSL, of course, it's a pretty good standard, but you have to implement it correctly. And the Android 4.0 software development kit does give the developer here a little bit of freedom that some may consider too much freedom. For example, the developer may trust all certificates or may forgo checking the host names, among a couple of other issues. So what they looked for was they essentially ran all of the Android applications that do use HTTPS as a URL within the application to, for example, download data, and then checked how HTTPS is implemented and whether or not some of these more more permissive options are used. The nice part here is that they actually wrote a tool to do this automatically, so they were able to look at a large number, I think about 10,000 different applications, and found that about 17% of them are vulnerable, in particular some name brand applications like American Express and Diners Club and PayPal. I hope that this piece of research does lead to either some better code scanning in the Google Play Store using this new tool, or maybe the developers will fix these vulnerabilities right from the start by using the SSL libraries correctly. And then just as a reminder, the denial of service attacks against financial institutions are still ongoing. We also still receive emails from server administrators finding old WordPress installs and the like exploited. Please take some time this week and look at your servers, look at applications like WordPress and other large sort of standard applications, and make sure they're up to date. They really turn out to be a large problem, and also look at outbound traffic from your servers to make sure that you're not participating in one of these attacks. Well, that's it for today. So thanks again for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.